Liso's Rock Calendar.
I've often thought I'd like to grab me a memorabilia that I've got, the things I've collected over the years,
yes.
and sell it off for charity.
Yep.
I haven't got
How would it go, Glenn?
Not real good. I've got a pair of pants with the word, the F word written all over them.
Really?
That I used to wear on stage back in the day, but...
Okay. Maybe, how did that go
maybe
down?
Maybe 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's not really worth it. But David Gilmour.
Yeah.
He of Pink Floyd fame.
For sure.
2019, he put up 130 of his personal instruments
yep.
for sale.
Yes.
To give money to the charity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the biggest item was a... It says here the so-called Black Strat. It's not so-called. That's what it is. It's a Black Stratocaster.
Yeah, so yeah righto. That makes sense.
That makes sense. $3 million. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, mate.
$3 million, nearly $4 million bucks. $3,975,000. Wow. For
yeah,
one guitar.
It's a lot of money, mate.
Other items sold included a 1954 Fender Stratocaster, so-called.
Oh, yeah.
With the serial number 0001.
Okay.
So the very first one made in 1954.
I like this.
You wouldn't have even have to have David Gilmour play it to be worth money for with that serial number. What else did he add? $1.8 million Stratocaster, a 58 Gretsch White Penguin, $447,000.
Hell.
Mate, unbelievable. All of the guitars sold were declared world auction records. But the thing is, do you know Pink Floyd fans?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're nuts.
Yeah, they're so...
They are so into Pink
built
Floyd.
Built different, guys.
They are built different,
yep.
and they are... I'm sure that they're sitting on the wall of some bloke who couldn't play a guitar
there
if his
go.
Life depended on it. Oh, that's David Gilmour's guitar.
All the gear, no idea, sort of style.
That's the one, Tomo. but yes, no, he then went on to give that money to charity. So he's a bloody good bloke,
yeah,
David Gilmour.
That is good.